This is Chris Bleck on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. Thanks for listening to the Bleck and Abdallah podcast. It's presented by Coors Light. Stay inside and buy your Coors Light online. Find out how at get.coorslight.com. Coors Light, take time to chill.
After the fifth championship, which was 96-97, we were looking at this team and we realized, other than Michael, the rest of the guys were probably at the end of their high productive years. We had to decide whether we keep the team together or not. And we realized maybe this was the time to do a rebuild and not try to win a sixth championship.
I just kept hearing this over and over again, and I was just getting irritated. Like, we were winning.
Jerry Krause, the Bulls general manager, says, quote, "Organizations win titles, not players," end quote. Funny thing, I've never seen him post up and hit a short jump shot.
This quote that was attributed to you.
Well, as you know, David, there was a misquote. What I said was that players and coaches alone don't win championships, that organizations do. I do sincerely believe that organizations as a whole win. One part of it can't win alone. The guy left the word alone out of there.
Right.
And he admitted it later on. Oh, yeah, I left the word out. Well, you dumb s***. Kill the quote.
It sounded like he was making a very specific point to a very specific person.
We know the team is much bigger than the 15 players. Those guys who work in the front office, they were good people. But the most important part of the process is the players. So for him to say that is offensive to the way that I approach the game.
Jordan. He's the best athlete, he's one of the best competitors, he's one of the most skilled players. And that, to me, makes him the best basketball player that I've ever seen play.
Michael played every game as if it was last. Every single game. There was never a day off. He knew that there was going to be somebody in that crowd that never saw him play before. That's what kept him going. It wasn't like, oh, hey, I went to see this guy play and he only got 12 points. It didn't happen.
My innate personality is to win at all costs. If I have to do it myself, I'm going to do it. Every time I step on that basketball court, my focus is to win a game. It drives me insane when I can't. As you get older, you look back and you understand how you became the person you are. I don't think I would be here without the lessons that I learned at a very young age. That competitiveness within me started when I was a kid.
Michael put on a show.
Our Miller Lite most valuable player of the game is Michael Jordan with an all-time record 63 points in a single playoff game.
We ended up winning the series, but it was an incredible, incredible playoff performance. I've never seen it before. And I had never seen it after. That wasn't Michael Jordan out there. It was God disguised as Michael Jordan.
Up to that time, the franchise, the history of the Bulls was blowing leads. And you're like, oh my God, this is going to happen again. They're going to do this. They're going to blow this. They're going to lose the series to Cleveland.
So game's about to start, and there was two other beat writers. Beat writer from the Sun-Times, Lacy Banks, and Kent McDill from the Herald, and me. And Lacy's picked Cavs to sweep in three. Ken's picked the Cavs to win in four, and I've picked the Cavs to win in five. So, Michael, the game's just about to start. And Michael walks over to Lacy, and he points to him and says, "We took care of you." Then he looks at Kent, and he says, "We took care of you." And he looks at me, and "We take care of you today."
They were two-time champions, but, you know, there certainly has to be some respect.
Straight up bitches. That's what they walked off like. Now, we just kick your ass. Go ahead and go.
During that period of time, that's just not how it was passed. When you lost, you left the floor. How's it?
This is Isaiah. Talking about the walk-off.
Well, I know it's all whatever he says now, you know it wasn't his true actions then. You know, it's time enough to think about it. Or the reaction of the public that's kind of changed his perspective of it. Yeah, you can show me anything you want. There's no way you can convince me he would.
Knowing what we know now and the aftermath of what took place, but during that period of time,
That's just not how it was passed. Just wasn't. And you can go back and you can look at any of those old games or whatever. When you lost, you left the floor.
All you gotta do is you go back to us losing in game 7. I shook everybody's hand. 2 years in a row, we shook their hands when they beat us. There was a certain respect to the game that we paid to them. That's sportsmanship. No matter how much it hurts, and believe me, it hurt, but they didn't have to shake our hands. We knew we whipped their ass already. We'd gotten past them, and that was the most, that was better than, you know, in some ways winning a championship.
After the season, usually there's a time period where Michael takes some time off. The night they lost Orlando, I said, Michael, you know, I'm about to get out of here. Let me know when you want me to see you, because I'll see you tomorrow. Michael had an obligation to himself, the fans, his teammates, the organization, his family, everybody. He said, if you're going to sit down and take 3 hours out of your day to watch me on TV, I have an obligation to give you my best. To give you my best all the time.
You're a fan saying, hey, Kobe, you beat Michael one-on-one. I feel like, yo, what you get from me is from him. I don't get 5 championships here without him, because he guided me so much and gave me so much great advice.
Was he a nice guy?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, winning has a price, and leadership has a price. So I pulled people along when they didn't want to be pulled. I challenge people when they don't want to be challenged. And I earned that right because my teammates came after me. They didn't endure all the things that I endured.
Michael Jordan is down in pain. Michael Jordan got taken out. He's hurt. And Jordan came down hard and is injured. Oh, just as the Bulls on, but you really got a feel for this man right here to be playing his heart out.
Once you join the team, you live at a certain standard that I played the game. And I wasn't going to take any less. Now, that means I had to go in there and get in your ass a little bit, and I did that. You ask all my teammates, the one thing about Michael Jordan was he never asked me to do something that he didn't do. When people see this, they're going to say, well, he wasn't really a nice guy. He may have been a tyrant. Oh, well, that's you, because you never won anything. I wanted to win, but I wanted them to win and be a part of that as well. I don't have to do this. I'm only doing it because it is who I am. That's how I played the game. That was my mentality. If you don't want to play that way, don't play that way.